Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey, besties, Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to World Domination. This is a safe space for absolute legends who are bold enough and brave enough to go within, to recreate their belief system, to aim high, to chase their wildest dreams and become everything that they are destined to be. This is a space for people who are serious about growth, about healing. We talk about all things mind, body, spirit, and we have the courage to go further than most people even dare to dream. Welcome, let's get into it. Hello, hello, beautiful people. Monica Ferguson here, and welcome along to this week's episode of World Domination. Now, it might seem like, based on the name of this episode, that I'm going to talk about something that I've talked about many, many times before. And I kind of am, but I really want to drive home a significant difference, okay? So we always talk about self-worth, right? Self-worth is at the core of everything, our capacity to receive, our capacity to believe in ourselves, our capacity to create beautiful, loving relationships, all of that stuff, right? Now, here's the thing. What I want you to understand, though, is that you are worthy now, right? Now, this is an idea that I've been playing with a lot, and it sounds so silly, right? But I've been talking to one of my best friends about this a lot, and this epiphany of being worthy now. And that might sound insane because I talk about it all the time, right? But what I mean by that is to truly understand that we're worthy now, which means that we get to receive now. It means we are worthy of love now. We are worthy of consistent, healthy communication now. We are worthy of abundance and money now. We are worthy of success now. And where I'm going with this is, for me, anyway, and for my friend and for many other people that I've spoken to, so often in our mind we have this idea that, like, we know, oh yeah, we're worthy, but really we're putting it off for the future, right? Like, yeah, I know that I'm worthy, but once I lose weight, then I'll be worthy of love. Once I, you know, get that promotion, then I'll be worthy. And it's this unconscious, like, self-sabotage. It's like we think we have to achieve something first, right? And so if someone disrespects us or something happens, it's so easy to just say, you know what? Oh, it's because I have to fix myself first. I have to be better and then I'll be worthy of that. No, this is what we're going to flip on its head today. Because when you flip this idea on its head, everything will change for you, truly. Because remember that saying, as within, so without, right? So your internal identity, your internal belief system is literally teaching your brain what to filter your life for. So when you shift out of this feeling of like, I know that I'm worthy, but I need to achieve these things first. I need to change these things first. Or this kind of unconscious shame that we carry, feeling like if someone disrespects us, it's because there's obviously a part of us that deserved it, or there's a part of us that isn't enough, or, you know, these old unconscious stories that run in the background because we don't challenge them. So when we flip that on its head and we shift it to I'm worthy now. So imagine if we looked at everything in your life right now through that filter and that lens. So if you were to actually look at your relationships, understanding that you are worthy now, you are worthy now of the most beautiful communication and kindness and love and princess treatment, right? Whether you're a man or not, right? Everyone deserves that. Everyone deserves love like that just makes you just like cry with gratitude. That's what we're here for. Every single one of us is worthy of that now. And the thing is that anything that within us that tells us that we're not worthy is simply an old story that we have picked up along the way. Okay. And I've spent years literally years healing myself, peeling back the layers to get to this point where I realized just last weekend, I'm worthy now. And so I messaged my friend, and we have these sort of chats like all the time. Honestly, our conversations online, you should see our inboxes, they're just like podcasts like this back and forth, these like epiphany moments. But it's like knowing you're worthy and knowing you're worthy now is so important. Because here's the thing, you don't have to earn it. And I think this is what happens to a lot of us, like when we have been through trauma and pain and abuse and we've been so disrespected, or we had parents who did not teach us healthy love, healthy communication. I know for me, like I never learned how to express my needs and have them be heard or have them be met. What I learned was that if I express my needs, people get triggered, people get angry, I get manipulated, I get gaslit. So what I did was I stopped expressing my needs. I became the people pleaser. I was in this energy of always trying to earn, right? Like if I prove to you how good I am, then maybe you'll love me. Then maybe you'll treat me with respect. And so I was viewing everything unconsciously through this filter of, I'm not enough now. I need to earn it. I need to prove it. And as you know, obviously as the years went on and I learned all these things, I started to zoom out and look at it for what it actually was. And I was like, oh my God, I was always worthy. I was always freaking worthy. That's it. End of story. So anyone else's projections onto me were not valid. Like, that does not mean that I'm not worthy. It means that you are wounded. It means that you're projecting. It means that you're actually, you know, like you haven't done the work on yourself. But the key for me was that I had to unpack that story and that belief that I myself was like, there was something inherently wrong with me. Because that's what I did for so many years. I was like, okay, so obviously people are treating me like this because there's something wrong with me. Like, obviously I'm not good enough. I need to work on my mindset more. I need to work on my, you know, my self-love more. I need to work on my beliefs more. I need to work on my business more. And then once I get that, then maybe. And I was like, oh my God, it's so basic. But even in this personal development world, right, we can get hooked into this healing rat race, like just running on a treadmill of healing, always trying to heal, always trying to grow, always trying to be better. And yeah, it's great. It's great to continue growing. But here's the key point. We want to grow from a space of knowing that we are worthy now. And because we are worthy now, we get to grow. We get to pursue our dreams. We get to become greater and greater, more aligned versions with ourselves. And that is so often not what's happening. What's happening is we're on that treadmill and we're like, okay, if I achieve that thing, then I will be worthy. And they're obviously treating me like this because I'm not good enough. Why does everyone treat me like this? And so often, right, it's because we've been beaten down. We've had these experiences that have taught us that this is what we deserve. And we continue to tolerate it. That's the problem here. The issue is that we continue to tolerate it and allow it because we don't understand what's actually going on. So for us to make conscious what has previously been unconscious, right? Now, just a little reminder, because we know that I love to geek out on the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is 95% of our mind, and it is there to keep us safe and alive, right? And one of the most important ways that it does that is that it keeps us in the familiar, because as much as our familiar circumstances may be extremely undesirable, to our mind, it feels safer because it knows how to protect us because we've been there, done that, right? Like if you have been solely in really toxic, dysfunctional patterns in your life where you get disrespected and treated like crap and you suddenly decide, actually, I'm worthy now. I no longer am available for this disrespect. I'm choosing myself, and I'm going to remove myself from any circumstances where I'm not treated with the love and the care that I deserve. Your mind is not just going to enjoy that. Your mind is not going to be like, oh, high five, bud. Like, that's amazing. Like, yay you. It's going to have a meltdown, quite frankly, because it's so unfamiliar, right? It's so unfamiliar that the toxic people and the toxic dynamics and the settling for way less than you actually deserve, if that is familiar, your mind feels safer. Isn't this so messed up? And it's so important, though. It's so important to understand, because there truly is a system to this, right? When we understand that our subconscious mind, which is constantly running in the background, obviously, unconsciously, out of our awareness, it's running our entire life. It's there to keep us safe. It's there to keep us alive. It keeps our cells regenerating. It keeps our hair growing. It keeps us breathing. It keeps blood pumping. Like, it's literally just there to keep us alive. It's not there for our happiness. And this is one of the biggest distinctions that I need you guys to understand, is that because your mind is there for your safety, it's really not on board. Your subconscious mind is really not on board with you taking big risks and having big dreams, right? And creating big change in your life. And that's what we're here for, right? This is why we've come together in this podcast, because we all want to learn how to grow. We want to learn how to transform our circumstances and our lives so that we're actually getting the things that we want, no matter what has happened to us in the past. And the thing that's so easy to, you know, misunderstand is that initially there's going to be serious resistance from your mind. When you go to create change, and let's say you've had a cycle, a pattern for a really long time of tolerating average relationships or abuse, of tolerating crumbs when it comes to money, of doing work that you hate just to get paid, because there's been this underlying belief and story within you that's been unconscious, right? That's what you deserve. That's what you, and so you tolerate it because you weren't aware. But let's say now you've decided, actually, I'm worthy now. You know why? Because I'm literally a child of God. Because I was literally created by the creator of the universe. Like, just receive this for a sec. God looked at the world and said, you know what we need? You. Like, the world needs a you. And I'm going to create you exactly as you are, because that's perfection. That's exactly what the world needs. And I love my creation so much that I'm going to throw away the mold so that it never exists again. That's how special you are, right? The chances of you being here are 1 in 400 trillion. You were literally chosen and created. No one on earth will ever have your fingerprint. You are literally one of a kind. So it actually makes zero sense for us to sit around saying, oh, we're not worthy. According to who? That's literally a story. You were literally born worthy. Every single one of us was literally created and chosen and born worthy. And the only reason that we feel like that's not the case is because we've forgotten who we are. This makes me want to cry, you guys, honestly, because this was just a story that I carried for so long and no one taught me. No one came into my life and said, actually, you're so amazing. What are you doing? We believe in you. We love you. I had to drag myself out, right, of darkness. I learned everything. Everything that I know about the mind, I learned it first to save myself, to pull myself out of that, to remember who I am, to wake up, to step into my purpose, and to transform my whole life. And so when we understand that it starts with the decision, right? So let's just go through the steps a little bit in a more practical way, because honestly, you guys, I could rant about this. But I want to give you some tangible things that you can actually do. So now, you may have noticed by now that I'm a real geek for words. My friends certainly know this, right? So the word decide is a word that I really love. And what it translates to is to cut off. I love this. It's why it's so powerful to make a decision, right? When we actually decide, I am worthy now. I'm worthy right now. End of. Full stop. Okay. So you know what happens when you decide that and you mean it, like you say it with your whole chest, right? When you remember that I'm worthy now, everything that's not in alignment with that belief is going to come up. And this is really important to understand how to navigate this, okay? Because like I said, your mind is there to keep you safe. And so when this resistance comes up and all these old feelings and emotions and stories and memories, everything that was associated with the old story that you had, honestly, bestie, like if I'm telling you the truth, it's probably going to hurt like hell. And this is where people fall down and they go, oh my God, it's too painful. It's too uncomfortable. Avoid. I want to avoid. I'm going to push it down. However I do that, do I go and just have a drink? Do I go and distract myself by being busy, glue myself to my phone? Do I, you know, whatever it is. But what happens is people, if you don't face it, you just push it back down. There's no such thing as avoidance when it comes to the mind, right? Because your subconscious mind is present for every single second, every single moment, every single experience. There is no such thing as avoidance, right? So just because consciously we've decided I'm not going to look at that, I'm not going to deal with that, we literally give away 100% of our power when we do that. Because what we could do is feel the thing, process it, and then release it. But instead, it's in the moment, right? It's so much easier to go, oh, yuck, like that feels so awful. I don't want to deal with that. Shove it back down. And honestly, you guys, I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about this because the way that we navigate this is so important, and we are not taught how to do this. We are, especially in New Zealand, I mean, I know all around the world, but especially in New Zealand, what I've observed is this real culture and pattern of suppress, right? So an uncomfortable emotion comes up, you're slapped with some sort of label, some sort of diagnosis, you're given a medication, we're quick, very quick to self-medicate with alcohol or distraction, because no one's teaching us that actually we have to feel our emotions. That's the whole point. Emotions are energy in motion, right? You can't get rid of, you can't kill energy. We're transforming it. So if you've got this energy that's literally like in your body and it's riddled with trauma and shame and feeling unworthy, and you've got all these memories from, you know, toxic people in your life, chances are you haven't actually felt the emotion, right? And a lot of the time what happens is when we're in that those sort of situations, we're in survival mode, right? So we actually don't have the capacity and the space to process the actual emotion. We're literally like, okay, how do I survive? But what happens is once we're in a safe environment, those fears and those feelings and things are going to come back up, and it's actually a gift. And I know how annoying that sounds, because it does not feel like a gift when all of a sudden you're triggered and all this panic and anxiety and fear and bullshit comes up, and you're just like, all of a sudden you're reliving your 12-year-old, you know, shame cycle or whatever. But the feeling, the pain, the hurt, the how it feels, it's so intense sometimes. But when we allow ourselves to feel, to cry, to be angry, to feel really sad, whatever it is that's coming up for us, when we can honor that, it will release, right? And they say that it takes like 17 seconds for something, for an emotion to actually move through our body. 17 seconds. But because we spend so much time avoiding it, it never gets to be expressed, and so it just lingers in our system. And of course, we know that our mind will literally bring to us more of what we are. Okay, so what this looks like in a practical sense is, let's say you've got a bunch of really painful stuff inside you that makes you feel really ashamed of who you are and unworthy and not good enough. But But whenever you start to get a feeling of those feelings, you go, oh, I don't want to deal with that, and you shove it back down. And this can actually also happen in like the toxic positivity movement. You could be like, nah, I'm grateful, all is well. That's actually avoidance, right? So we push those feelings back down. And so what happens in those moments is that those feelings will continue to run your life because you haven't cleared them. You're actually still operating and vibrating at that frequency. So it needs to be cleared out of your system. Like, it needs to be released. It needs to be felt. And when you can just sit with it and go, okay, just let it hit you like a truck, it actually won't take very long. Like I said, they say it's 17 seconds, which is wild. But we can just allow it to move, right? Because another little recap on the subconscious mind is that the mind has this process called generalize, distort, and delete, right? And so what it's doing, it's like a giant filter in our life. So because there is so much information in the world all the time, we're getting inundated, right? So our mind is very selective on what it presents to us because our physical human brain can only actually process like 132 pieces of information per second. So the way that our mind figures out, okay, how do I decide what to bring forth and what to filter out is based on your belief system. This is powerful stuff, you guys. So think about this. Your reality is not objective. You're seeing what you believe, not what actually is. And this matters so much because the power that you have to change your beliefs and then obviously to change what you create in your life, because your mind will literally start to filter. So where I'm going with this is when you decide and you remember and you claim that you are worthy now. You don't have to earn more money. You don't have to be skinnier. You don't have to achieve anything. You don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to do anything to be worthy now. It is wired into your cells. You just are. Okay. So when you actually come back to that and claim it and know it, you're going to start experiencing that because your mind believes that you're worthy now. So it's going to start filtering to prove you right, right? But if you refuse to acknowledge what's truly going on and you're holding on to those old feelings of, yeah, shame and unworthiness and stuff, your mind is going to prove you right. This is literally how it works. Isn't the mind an incredible thing? And this is why all of our power to transform our lives comes from the mind. And because 95% of our mind is subconscious. So it's like we have to have the courage to look at the patterns and the cycles that are coming up in our life. And we have to have the courage to face our triggers and our fears and the discomfort as it arises. And we are so good at avoiding it. And do you know what? Like the ways that I have caught myself doing this even, like, it's actually hilarious. And once you're aware of it, even when you're aware of it, you can still miss it all the time, right? Because again, remember, your mind is there to keep you safe and alive. And your mind doesn't want you to feel pain. Your mind actually doesn't want you to feel pain. Isn't this such a ridiculous system? Who set this thing up, honestly? But so your mind is trying really hard for you to not feel pain. But you need to actually feel the real emotions in your body in order to release them. So what we often get is this dance between like head and heart, right? And I notice this so much in my meditations where I'm like, well, there's something really uncomfortable, like a trigger or some pain that's been coming up. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit with this. I'm going to allow it to be witnessed and felt so that I can release it and move it out of my body. And this dance where I just watch my mind kick in and try to analyze it and try to control it and try to be positive even. Like, right, so you're sitting there and you're faced with some like real pain, some real raw like stuff, and you're trying to feel it and the mind is like, yeah, nah, don't like this. But what about this? And trying to make sense of it in another way. And it's like both are necessary, right? Like obviously I'm a mindset coach, so I operate in the mind. But because our whole body, it's all connected, right? So we have to be able to do both. When we can honor the feeling, process the emotions, and then like work with the mind to create a new belief, that's where the magic is. But if we're trying to toxic positivity our way out, that does not work. And there are so many people that teach this. There are so many people that are actually real control freaks and they want to be super positive all the time. That is not how this works. Because again, your subconscious mind was present for everything and it's 95% of your mind. So if you're trying desperately to control every single thought and every single feeling with only 5% of your mind, that's not even the part that's really in charge. You're treading water and you're just going to exhaust yourself when actually what we want to do is release the resistance, right? So everyone knows that. When you're really upset about something and you have a big cry, you feel so much better, right? Because you've literally released it. Why would we resist that? Well, because we're not taught how to navigate the discomfort. Okay, so what are we going to do, Mom? Because you've had the courage to remember who we are, to step into that remembrance of being worthy now, right? So obviously I want to talk about the actual practical things. Like we need to look at our life. Like what are we tolerating in relationships and money and friendships? All of these things. Because someone that truly, truly knows their worth and their value and that they're worthy now isn't going to allow someone to disrespect them. They're not going to dismiss crap comments. And that doesn't mean that we go around being nasty. But put some boundaries up, man. Like, don't be a doormat. You are worthy. Why are you tolerating that from anyone? Why are you tolerating other people's projections, right? Okay. So there's that. But just a couple of tools that I speak about all the time on how to actually manage the emotion and the fear and the pain and things that come up. And well, there are three things that I do for myself and for my clients, right? Now, I'm trained in all of these modalities. So NLP, EFT, and hypnotherapy. And they all rhyme. Isn't that cool? But so NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, right? So it's, think about it like, it's like the symbols and the identity and the meaning and the focus that we create in our mind. So I'm going to try and make it really simple. But it's all about the words and the beliefs, right? The meaning that we assign to things and the focus that we have in our life. And so because NLP can go really deep, like to the subconscious, when we're working at the unconscious level and we're understanding the patterns and the meaning and stuff and the beliefs that we have, we're obviously then able to change them. We're able to release the emotion and the pain and then choose a new way. Really powerful, right? So then EFT is tapping, commonly referred to as tapping, and it's emotional freedom technique. And it works by freeing up stagnant energy and emotions. So think like acupuncture, you know, they use needles. We can do it by tapping on those same meridian points in the body and you will feel a shift very quickly. And so what I recommend to everyone is go onto YouTube. There's this guy called Brad Yates, Y-A-T-E-S. So you can type in like tapping for anxiety, tapping for fear, tapping for worthiness, tapping. So you can tap for anything. You can tap for things that you're trying to release and things that you're trying to bring in, right? He's got like a million videos. So as I've moved through this, I have gone through like a million videos on repeat in order to, yeah, as I unpack the unconscious belief and then I want to put in a new belief, right? So once we've unearthed all these really uncomfortable emotions, like let's say it is we feel a lot of shame and we feel really ashamed of our circumstances. He literally has a video that's called tapping, like ashamed of circumstances. And so you tap on your body and you just tap along with him and you speak out loud. and it starts to free you, and you'll literally feel your nervous system calm down. It's creating safety in the body, right? Remember, subconscious mind is here to keep us safe. This is how we grow. Because remember what I said before is that because your mind is wired to keep you safe and it feels safe in the familiar, as you start to move out of how you were, like if you've always felt like you were unworthy and all of a sudden you start moving and thinking and talking as someone who is worthy, your mind is going to go, oh my God, what's happening? Oh my God. So when you have strategies like tapping, when you can go, oh shit, like I feel really overwhelmed. I feel a lot of shame. I feel a lot of pain. I'm going to tap on this. Beautiful. You can calm your system and teach yourself that it's safe, right? And the final thing is I use hypnotherapy. My one-on-one clients get sent like 5 or 6 different audios for different things to help program their mind for safety, right? Because again, subconscious mind is 95%. So when we're putting in new stories and beliefs at the subconscious level, our mind starts filtering differently, which means we start moving differently. We literally create a different life for ourselves, right? This is how powerful it is. So for my one-on-one clients, yeah, if you want to work with me one-on-one, send me a message. This is something that I love to help people with, absolutely. Whether it's like personal or professional, I can support you with both. Also, if you are interested in hypnosis, I have a digital download that you can get online. It's my I Am Worthy Beyond Measure Hypnosis, and it helps with this very thing, and you can go and download that right now. It's in all the links on all my socials and my website and everything, easy to find. And of course my self-study program Untamed is going to help you even go deeper into understanding what's actually been going on, because this is the key with this work. We want to understand what's actually been going on, not what we think is going on. Because 95% of it is unconscious, remember? So when we can actually use the framework that I've created in that course to understand the cycles, the patterns, and then how to move out of them, how to release the past, and then it gives you a very tangible, you know, outline of how to move forward, including goal plans and stuff like that. So all these resources are available, and there's so many podcasts on these different things as well. So just remember that you're worthy now. You are absolutely worthy now. You do not have to change a thing to be worthy now. And if you've forgotten that, please just receive this now, because there is nothing that you need to do to be more worthy than you are. You could literally never, ever be more worthy than you are right now. And I'm so proud of you for showing up for yourself. And I hope this was useful. Please send me your aha moments. I always love hearing from you guys. And I will see you next week. Ciao for now.
And that is a wrap. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for being here. And please let me know your aha moments. I want to hear all about them. For extra support, make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at the Monica Ferguson. Check out the School of Greatness for self-study courses. And of course, if you want one-on-one mentoring, just DM me and I would love to have a chat with you. Go and slay the day. Thank you for being you. See you soon.